Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle.
You know, there's a scientific term for that.
It's called baloney.
We are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I don't trust that Richard Dawkins.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Is the only logical explanation, unless you don't want to believe in science and logic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday. Let's get to some witnessing, shall we? Hey, young man, can I talk to you while you're walking?
Sure.
Okay, what's with the tat?
What's with the tat?
What does that say?
It says Vita Infra.
Okay, something about life, and I don't know what infra is.
Well, it's a song title.
Ah!
Yeah, and one of the lines of the song is, no one is placed higher than another, no matter race or creed or gender.
Or color. That would have rhymed.
Yeah, that would have rhymed.
That would have worked a little bit better. Did you write that song?
I did not.
Uh-huh. So you believe that all people, regardless of skin color or gender or anything, are the same?
Right.
Okay. Do you think there's any differences between us?
Culturally, probably.
Okay.
But we shouldn't be treated differently.
All right. Fair enough. Do you think there's differences in religion?
Definitely.
Are you a particular religious belief?
I'm not.
Are you an agnostic or an atheist?
I'm probably more agnostic than anything.
Did you grow up a certain religious way?
Yeah, Methodist.
Methodist.
Right.
But you've rejected that.
Not really rejected it. I've kind of grown to learn more about stuff, I guess.
What did you learn that led you away from being a Methodist?
I learned more about other religions and just personal life experiences, I guess.
Okay. And you've concluded that they're all the same?
I don't know if I've concluded anything.
Okay.
Most of them are similar, but some of them are very different. So.
Okay. So if I had caught you, say, 3 years ago and said, are you a Methodist, what would you have said?
I would have said no.
No. Have you ever been a Methodist?
When I was real young.
You just kind of did what you were told.
I was forced to, yeah.
All right, tell me the big teaching of Methodist. Why would I ever even want to consider becoming a Methodist? Is there anything in it for me?
If you're able to put faith into something 100%, then there would be. There's no doubt in your mind about anything.
Okay, see that blue garbage can up there?
Yeah.
Let's say I put my faith into that blue garbage can.
Right.
100%.
Right.
Couldn't do anything for me?
Some people would say it could.
Okay. How could a garbage can help me?
I have no idea.
Right. It couldn't help me.
That's true.
Something has to have the ability. Something has to, first of all, exist, and then have the ability to help me in order to help me. Otherwise, I'm delusional or misguided. Right?
Right.
All right. So what would it do for me to put my faith in Methodism if it's not true?
If it was proven not to be true, then it probably wouldn't do anything for you. But some people just need the idea of believing in something to get by every day with their
mind. That'd be like a placebo then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Do you think that there is anything in the universe that could prove to you that a God exists?
Not while I'm alive. I don't think so.
How's about the universe itself? That there's a big universe. Had to get here somehow. Somebody had to put it here.
Yeah.
Somebody had to order the place.
Right.
How's about God?
Yeah. I do believe there is some sort of higher being, because I mean, when I hear about something like the Big Bang, it's basically creating something from nothing. And I mean, I'm a human, so I can't wrap my mind around that. So to make up for that, my human mind makes me believe that something designed that to happen.
I think that's reasonable, and I think that's logical. To see something ordered and not conclude that there was an orderer is kind of foolish, actually.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just say that there's some sort of cosmic being out there, and let's say that that cosmic being is keeping tabs on you.
Right.
Watching your life.
Right.
Everything you do in darkness, in private, and out here in public. What do you think that God sees? A good guy or a bad guy?
He'd see a good guy.
Okay. So you're pure and blameless?
Depends on how you define that. I mean, like I said earlier, it's something like that's relative.
How's about something like the Ten Commandments? Lying, for instance. Have you been blameless when it comes to lying?
No.
Okay. How's about stealing?
For the most part, no.
But a couple of things here and there?
Yeah.
All right. But you don't have to do it more than once to be...
Right, that's true.
...a stealer.
I think something like the Ten Commandments, even if you don't believe in, say, Christianity, if you're not a Christian or you don't consider yourself a Christian, I think something like the Ten Commandments is a good way to... It's a way to live your life.
All right. So, okay, tell me about this one. This one, you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Okay.
Purity of thought.
Right.
Lusting. For women.
If
God sees that deep into you, would he find a pure guy then?
Not at all.
Not at all.
And I think something like that is part of human nature. And
could be, but that wouldn't make it right, would it?
No. And... Okay. That would mean that humans aren't born perfect, which
I'd agree with.
We know they're not.
You've been to McDonald's Playland. We know that for a fact. All right, so, dude, let's say you die, and you stand before God, and the books are open on your life. Every thought, every word, every deed, every time that you failed to thank this God who made the air for providing you air for your lungs so you could keep on living, didn't thank him for education and food and fun. Do you think that he'd find you innocent or guilty if he judged you?
If he looked at the total... If he looked at my whole life, he'd probably find me innocent.
Okay, but hold on one second with that thought. If a criminal stands before a judge and he's guilty of breaking the laws, lots of them.
Right.
And he says, but judge, look, sure, I beat up that woman, but I didn't beat up a lot of other women. Right. What would the judge say?
He'd say, well, you're guilty for beating up one woman, so...
Right on. So what about you?
Guilty for that crime.
What about you?
I'd say I'm guilty for a lot of things if God singled out individual things.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he do that?
He might. I don't know if he would. But, like I said, humans are imperfect, and I think if there is a higher being up there, he knows that, because obviously he was the one that designed us.
Yep.
Think
so. You personally,
right?
Would you be innocent or guilty?
Case by case, I'd have a lot of guilties.
So if you got a lot of guilties, what should a God do with a guy who's got a lot of guilties? Should he take him to heaven or should he send him to hell?
I think you have to look at more than just. Case by case guilty wise. I mean, you could also look case by case innocent wise or case by case.
But if he looks at your case,
right,
the books are open. He's got all the evidence.
Right.
He knows everything you've done wrong.
Right.
Everything you've done in darkness, all the thoughts, the way you treated your parents or desired things that didn't belong to you or the way you treated women.
Right.
Or what you looked at on the internet.
Right.
All wide open. What would you say to excuse that?
I'd say, I'd ask him if he is a forgiving person or being.
Okay, but you'd have a problem. Imagine a judge who's got a criminal in front of him.
That's right.
And the evidence is in. The guy's a criminal. He's dirty and he's guilty. But judge, I think you're a forgiving judge. If the judge said, "You're right, I'll let you go."
Right.
Whoa, that's not right. That's not just.
That's right.
So God would look at you and know you're guilty. And even if he's forgiving, he couldn't let you go because you've got guilt.
And the problem I see with that analogy is you're humanizing a being.
That could be, but it's the concept of justice.
Yeah, but like I said, you can't really know what this higher being thinks or feels or anything like that. We don't know his intentions at all.
It makes sense, doesn't it? That God would get the bad guys?
Well, it might.
But the question then is,
again,
who's a bad guy?
That's right, because everything, I mean...
Who do you think's
things
a bad
like
guy?
That are relative to... I mean, because if you look at the dichotomy of religions, all right, look at Islam compared to, I mean, even Christianity. There are certain sects of Islam that, you know, promote jihad, which you know, if you're looking at a Christian God point of view, I don't think he would, I don't think he'd feel too good about that.
So the question is, are there other things he doesn't feel too good about, like lying?
Lusting? It depends on the religion, of course.
It depends on what's true.
Well, yeah, but we don't know what's true. We're told what to believe is true based on our culture, our religion.
But there's something inside of you that agrees with it, right? You know that lusting is bad, and pornography is bad, and hurting is bad, lying is bad. So you agree with the justice. The question is, if justice were brought into your court case, strict justice,
right?
Every crime you've committed, every law you've broken of the Ten Commandments, would God take you to heaven, or would he send you to hell?
I don't know. I've committed sins, I guess you'd call them. But I think everyone ever to exist has sinned. And, you know, if that's the case and he sends everyone to hell that has sinned or committed a crime, then every single human that's ever existed would be in hell.
All right, dude, hold that thought. Gotta take a break. Just keep walking. Thanks for the exercise. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. I mean, you've probably noticed that we're different from our daily podcasts like Integrated with Dr. John Krotz or Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney. We're bringing together some of the most trusted voices in Christianity to help you and your local church thrive. But here's the thing. This mission, well, it takes resources, and that's where you come in. By becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just supporting a ministry, you're investing in the spiritual fortification of countless believers and local churches across the nation. So will you join us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, and together we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the door. A door serves to provide or prevent access. Thieves and robbers are prevented from entering in, but those who trust in Christ are able to come through him into eternal salvation.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech. All right, let's keep going with our chat. If you are judged thoroughly by God, he knows you're guilty, you've just pleaded your case, the gavel's coming down, you have no way to justify your sins and your guilt. I think we've agreed you and I would both deserve to go to hell. That's what we deserve, right? When was the last time you went to church, to your Methodist church?
Probably about 10 years ago.
How old are you right now?
I'm 21.
All right, so when you were 11, did they ever tell you in that Methodist church what God did so that he could be just, to make sure that justice is satisfied, and so that you could be forgiven at the same time?
Did they tell me what God did?
Yeah.
They told me what Jesus did.
What did Jesus did?
He died for our sins.
So that you could be justified and God could still be just. So that sin doesn't get just brushed underneath the carpet. The payment for sin was made by Jesus.
Right.
On your behalf and my behalf.
Right.
So that God could still be a righteous judge and say, even though you're guilty, your fine has been paid. You've accrued a debt, but Jesus paid it on your behalf.
Right.
As if you're guilty and Jesus stepped into the courtroom and before the judge brought down the gavel on your guilt, Jesus said, hold it, I love that man. I paid the fine for him.
Right.
The judge could say, the work that he did is sufficient. Young man, you're very fortunate. You are free to go. He paid your fine for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Christianity is about.
Right.
Forgiveness, because we have done wrong.
Right.
And God has to punish us because he's righteous and just, but he's also good and kind and merciful and loving. And he sent his son to die for us so that we could be rescued from hell, found not guilty, and be brought into a right relationship with our Creator.
Right.
That's the good news of the gospel.
Right.
You don't believe that, do you?
I'm an engineer. There's a reason why I'm an engineer. It's because I believe science rules the earth. And I don't know if it's possible with some of the things in Christianity to say that both science and Christianity can coexist.
Yeah.
The way Christianity is defined.
I agree with you. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we can both be right, but
I don't think so.
I think there's also things that are wrong on both parts.
Okay, here's what it boils down to. Christianity is very good news, but only if you agree with your conscience that tells you, I'm a guilty man, I'm a bad man. If you never get to the point where you think you're guilty or bad, Christianity will have nothing for you. It will do nothing for you. It won't help you. It's not a placebo. It's either true or false. What Christianity offers is forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. But we only recognize the goodness in that when we see the badness in ourselves. So you're young, you're trying to figure stuff out, and that's good. I would leave you with this thought. Take a little Rolodex tour through your conscience.
Right.
And just think about all the things you've done that would deserve God's judgment and wrath.
Right.
And if you get to the point where you agree, you know what, if there's justice in this universe and I get what's coming to me, I am in big trouble.
Right.
And if you look around, you can check out every religion in the world if you like to and try to find one that offers complete forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. And the only one you're going to find is Christianity. All the other ones are going to tell you something else. You got to work, you got to try, you got to be good. Christianity says you're not good, you're bad, but I'm good and I'll save you free and clear because I'm that kind and I'm that merciful.
Right.
And if that starts to sound like good news to you, then what you should do is repent. Put your trust in Jesus because he's your only hope, and it's the best hope, and it's good. Imagine that. If God, looking down through the tunnel of time, saw your life, knowing what you'd be living like for 21 years,
right,
and died for you anyway, got to tell you, I don't know that there's ever been a love like that,
right,
where somebody would be willing to die for you, but God was willing to die for you because he's kind,
right,
and he's merciful, and he loves you, and he wants to save you. And if you reject his amazing offer of kindness, he'll give you what you deserve.
Right.
And you'll face him. You'll try to plead your case. But dude, you'll be without excuse. And right now, he offers you forgiveness. Clemency.
Right. I mean,
set free.
I'd say you can believe that portion of Christianity while rejecting other parts of Christianity, which... I mean, I guess I could say that I believe mostly of what you just said. I just don't agree with other parts of Christianity.
Okay, but here's the difference, dude. I was grilling you for about 10 minutes.
Right.
Right? And not once did you stop and go, hold on. I'm not going to be guilty. I believe in Jesus. All my sins are forgiven. That didn't even come to mind for you.
Well, that's right? Because, I mean, I didn't say I necessarily believe in Jesus or not. I said maybe the whole forgiveness aspect of Christianity is true. I don't know if Jesus existed. Well, I know there was a human named Jesus. I don't know if he existed in the way that the Bible portrays him or that Christianity portrays him. But I do believe that forgiveness can be given by a higher being.
But only if there's a payment for sin. Otherwise, that higher being would be unjust. He'd be wicked and corrupt.
Right.
To just turn a blind eye to justice.
I think there are certain sins you commit against other people,
God. I
gotta
ask you a question. All right?
Yeah.
Why would you reject this?
Because in my mind, it doesn't make sense. I mean...
What doesn't make sense? God will forgive you.
Evidence. Like I said, I'm an engineer. I need evidence.
Dude, I can prove it to you and you'll reject it. I'm certain of it.
Okay, and I could prove the sky's orange.
Are you going to do that?
I could. I mean, I'd say it's orange, and okay, what are you going to say?
It doesn't make it so. See, there's something really logical that God has provided for you so that you could know he exists. And I can share it with you, but you're going to go, but there's something.
Okay.
No matter how much evidence you get, because here's what I think it's about, friend. It's obvious that God exists. You can know that there's a creator because there's a creation. You know that you're a sinner because of your conscience.
Right.
But you'll reject all of that, including the good news that God will forgive you because of Jesus, because you want to live any way that you want to without any responsibility. You don't want your lifestyle curbed. You want to be able to be footloose and fancy free to live any way you want to. Because if there's a God, then you got to stop the fun, and you don't want to.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because, I mean, you look at Buddhism, they don't have a God, yet they live by a strict rule of conduct.
I'm just talking about you, okay?
Okay.
You suppress the truth because it allows you then to basically be the God of your own world. You now are the ruler.
I wouldn't say that.
You don't have to obey the rules. Okay, for instance, God would tell you, your thought life, clean it up. Purity. No more lusting. No more pornography.
Right.
No more fornicating. You don't want to give that up.
I mean, I could give it up.
I don't want to.
No,
that's right.
That's what makes us human.
And here's why you don't want to. This is really important. I'll leave you with this thought, okay?
Okay.
You think those things are good and pleasurable and fun. And perhaps in a fleshly way, they are for a season.
Yeah.
But if I offered you something greater, something better, you'd be willing to forsake that for something better, wouldn't you?
Possibly.
Let me tell you what's better than this. Right? Knowing that God, who made you, died for you, he's that good. But you don't see him as good yet because you still love fleshly things.
Okay.
You love sin for a season.
Right.
And the only way that this will ever become appealing to you is if you see and understand who God is and what he has done for you.
Okay.
All right? That's it. Because Christianity isn't about turn or burn. You know, believe in Jesus or you're going to hell. That's not what God is interested in. He doesn't want fear-filled converts.
Right.
He wants people who understand that they're guilty, that they deserve his punishment, but see him as being so amazingly kind because he died for them while they were sinning, that they flee to him because he's better than anything else in the universe, including sex, lying, lust, drugs, whatever.
So my question is, what form of Christianity promotes that? What...
I think there's plenty of them. Do you have a Bible?
Yes, I do. I also have a Book of Mormon.
Okay. Well, I don't believe in the Book of Mormon.
Okay.
I think everything you need is right in the Bible because it tells you about Jesus.
Okay.
Right? And the Book of Mormon says something different. The Book of Mormon says you got to work to get there.
Well, what about Old Testament versus New Testament?
It's a continuation. All of the Old Testament points to Jesus.
Okay.
The entire Bible is pointing to Jesus. That's what it's doing.
So do you believe Judaism's correct?
I believe that they believe in the God of the Old Testament, but they don't believe in the Messiah.
Okay.
All right?
Well, they believe he's...
Do you remember all those Old Testament sacrifices of lambs?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what John the Baptist called Jesus Christ? Behold, the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God,
who
right.
takes away... So all those lamb sacrifices were pointing toward Jesus.
Okay.
The perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. The book is a great continuum. There's a scarlet thread running through it. It's all about Jesus pointing to him. If you have a Bible... Dude, don't believe me. Man, I could be trying to sell you. Man, for all you know, I'm going to club you on the head and put you in a car and
right.
take you to a cult. All right? take a look at your Bible and read it.
Okay.
And ask God to show himself to you. Humble yourself enough to say, all right, Lord, I'll read your word. Please reveal yourself to me. And see if that book doesn't have the truth for you.
Okay.
All right? Read the Gospel of John, because it talks about Jesus being the God sacrifice for you. And it's also got that John 3:16 verse in there. Do you remember that? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son,
right,
that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right.
So don't believe me. I'm walking away now.
Okay.
You read the Gospel of John, and if you realize it's true, it offers forgiveness for me. I'm a sinner. That's what I deserve. Repent.
Okay.
It means to turn from your sins. You don't become perfect, but you got a new attitude.
Right.
You say you're sorry, and you put your trust in Jesus. You never did that as a kid. You got to repent and trust. All right, dude.
Appreciate
it. You're a gentleman. Goodbye. That came a long way, baby. This is Witness Wednesday. It's Wretched Radio.